This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Oh, great. That's the last thing I heard before the microphone opened on this Monday, April the 2nd. Hello, this is the DJV program. Jennifer Horn's here. Victoria Keelan's here. Kara Schillen is here. The Dougster is here. We're raring to go. Lots of things are going on. We've hopefully had a happy Easter and Passover. So now let us pass over into the new week with new things to talk about. I have my fingers crossed, Victoria, that we're not going to be talking about the same old, same old.
Well, I don't think we talked about a Chinese satellite that burned up on its re-entry to Earth last
week. We're alive.
Yes, we are.
It's
supposed to come down over North America, even America, at some point in time, wasn't it?
I think it was actually Pago Pago was really, strangely enough, that
Pago
was where
Pago.
It was supposed to land.
Really?
Inside show joke here. That's where Doug was supposed to be.
But they couldn't get first-class airfare, so
right.
He went to Brazil instead.
Right.
Yeah, but no, exactly. It was actually supposed to, and I believe the trajectory of it was right over sort of Tahiti and
South Pacific,
French Polynesia, kind of, you know, that whole area.
That area. Right.
The weird thing about this is that it did mostly burn up, and that's the term that every news outlet, including the Chinese government, is using, saying it mostly burned up. I'm not really sure. I guess there is some shrapnel that did land in the ocean, but they said that at 8:15, I guess, local time, Monday morning, this morning, that's when it reentered, and scientists were monitoring the whole thing, and they had forecast that it would only pose a slight threat to people. So far, no injuries.
It's inexact science, like most science is. Inexact. So we're all here, we're all happy,
I might regret asking this question.
Okay.
But the Chinese space station is supposed to stay up in space, right?
That's where the space station is supposed to be most of the time. But
this was just a satellite.
They don't have a space station.
Okay, so they were reporting a couple of things I saw over the weekend. So the space station was coming down. So it's just a satellite that
just
came
down. Just a satellite.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah. All right, that makes me feel better.
Right.
And so in other trending news, Doug, you may know this producer, Stephen Bocco. Bochco.
Stephen Bochco, yes.
He passed away yesterday at the age of 74 after, after apparently a pretty long battle with cancer.
Hill Street Blues.
Yes, I was going to say, I could probably play trivia with you if you want to name all of the shows that he was responsible for. It's a pretty lengthy list of big hits. Hill Street Blues, of course, being one of them. NYPD Blue, L.A. Law, and so many celebrities have taken to social media to remember him. Everyone has such amazing things to say. Deborah Messing said, "So sad to hear Stephen's passing. He was a pioneer, a gentleman, and gave me my first job in primetime TV." Goldie Hawn tweeted about him. It was just, the list just keeps going on and on, how many lives and careers this man touched. So
Bochco.
He's still trending as a restaurant.
I remember going into a restaurant. This is a silly one of those. It's a connection. We all have that 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon. And I remember going into, there's a little fish restaurant in Santa Monica on Wilshire Boulevard, and this was maybe 15, 20 years ago. I walked in with a lady that I was dating at the time, and he and Stephen B. There's an actor that was in every show he ever did that he was obviously close friends with. Stephen B. I'll have to look at the IMDb or whatever it is for Hill Street Blues. So they were in line, and there were the four of them, he and his wife and this other fellow, the actor. And so he just said, "We have four, you have two, why don't you go sit in that table over in the corner? There were four seats in the table, but he didn't want to sit in the corner. And he was he just was warm and nice. I wouldn't have known the guy, except I realized who he was by the actor that he was with. And he was just a wonderfully, just a gentleman. Let's put it that way. He was a gentleman. And Seeking is the guy's name that's coming into my mind. All right. Hmm. There's an actor. Let's find an actor's name. I think it's not Stephen Seeking. Maybe James B. Seeking. Isn't that awful? I'll spend all morning trying to remember the guy's name. But at any rate, that's my little story about Stephen Bochco. And it's funny how we put people who are well-known into a place that's different than people who are not well-known. And yet we think of them as being something different or unusual. These are just people who happen to be good at a particular thing, and they make a name for themselves. And we tend to think, oh, my God, look at that guy over there. No, he was a very, in that circumstance, I thought it was a James B. Seeking. There it is. I got it. All right. You got that?
That sounds about right.
James B. Seeking. Yeah, that's the guy's name I was thinking about that was with him. And a name, if you looked at him, a picture of him, everybody in the world would recognize him because he was that kind of a character actor. Anyway, and that's how I knew who Bochco was. His wife was also in Hill Street Blues, and he was with her, Barbara, Barbara Bosson, B-O-S-S-O. See how my memory's perfect.
It's pretty good.
I haven't thought about
if you can follow the trail, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway.
Those are your the weird
rest
mnemonic
of us feel
devices.
Like we can't remember anything when we play this game with you.
All right, so anyway, that's too bad. He reminded me a lot of Stephen J. Cannell, who produced Rockford and 100 other shows, like Fred Dreyer's show, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact, Jennifer. Those two guys
Castle
were...
Castle was one of his last...
Castle was one of Seeking of Bochco's last?
Bochco's last?
No, Cannell, I think, or was
no.
one of his ideas,
was,
and then he had passed away.
May have been
away
one of his
and,
ideas, yeah.
Yeah, it was,
right.
if you
yeah.
look at the credits of Castle, it always said with a special, like, nod to Stephen J. Cannell, which was interesting.
Yeah, right. Okay, enough down memory lane. What else do we have?
Well, and from leftover from last night, which Monday morning tends to always have, we still have Jesus Christ Superstar still trending from last night's performance.
Anybody see it?
I got sucked in. Both Lewis and I watched the whole thing. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was. I don't really like musical theater. I never liked the songs from mm-hmm. Jesus Christ Superstar. I love John Legend.
Superstar.
I love John Legend. So I was curious.
I do too.
And Sarah Bareilles, I also love her voice. I was curious, and it was just, it sucked us in. It was all the performances were amazing, and the supporting cast, you would never recognize them if you're not a super Broadway fan, which I am not, but I looked the cast up, and it was a who's who from Hamilton and Tony Award winners, and it was just, the staging was incredible. John Legend was perfect in the role, and Sarah Bareilles was, her voice was just really amazing. So props to making me love what I thought was a really cheesy musical.
No, it was a good musical. I liked it. It was around the 70s. First,
yes.
the story was great, and it was an interesting take. The live shows like this used to be, when we were all kids, that most everything that was on television was live. And then it went to tape, and then it went to other systems. And so when there's something like this that's live, it gets everybody's attention. And it seems to me NBC has been doing for the last, four, five, 6 years, at least one of these shows a year based on mm-hmm. or usually around some holiday. Am I remembering all of that?
This is the first one they've done at Easter, though. Typically, they do something around Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was cool. I didn't watch it, but I have to share with you guys, when I was growing up, this was such a key in my household. My mom would have the record of Jesus Christ Superstar, and every year at Easter, that record would be on repeat around our house.
I remember the album myself. As a matter of fact, when I was doing talk radio in Boston, a couple of the stars of the show that was traveling through Boston came on my program. And we liked them so much that we invited them to the house for dinner, and they came out. I can remember both of them. My wife at the time, Tony, thought it was she was a nun, so she loved the idea of this show in the first place, or anything that was like it. Godspell was another one that was around at the same time. And so she invited these two to come to the house. And I can see them. I can't remember their names, but they were so engaged in it. And they sit and listen to them and talk about Jesus and the idea behind it. They weren't any of them religious fanatics, but they certainly had a close connection with the story. And the story is part of what we are living through with the Easter and Passover season, the things that have been a part of a lot of people's lives over this past weekend, Good Friday, and then yesterday with all of the Easter fair and Passover on Friday and Saturday night. So it is a time of year for us to be thinking about this person and what this person brought to us, to the collective. So whether you believe in a religious way or you believe in some other way, historically, one of the great things, I was talking about this with regard to the, saw the movie with Jim Caviezel. I don't know if anybody has seen it beside me, Luke, and the story of Peter, who wrote the story that Luke gave him, and that became part of the Gospel of Luke, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four elements in the Bible in the Old Testament. There's fascinating stuff in the Old Testament. Whether it's believable or whether it's true or not is a question. There's a bit of truth to probably most of it, if not all of it. But it's just the fact that so many people have united around that story and around the person. Isn't it? I find it fascinating.
That is kind of remarkable. I was thinking about that a little watching the live show last night.
Yeah.
It really... Yeah, it's because it kind of conflicts with a lot of the stuff that I believe. But yes, it really was.
Mm.
But I had no idea that you actually liked that musical or the songs. Oh, you would have loved this last night.
I loved it. I went in and out of it a little bit last night. I was in and out of. I had a weird weekend. I had a dream. I slept almost 11 hours on Saturday night, which is unheard of for me, and most of it.
That's good for you.
I had a dream about Hillary Clinton, and I can remember it vividly even to this point.
Many, many jokes.
Yeah.
Well, you've met her before, so maybe was she wearing?
I don't know. Man, it was a weird dream.
You danced with her, I think, you told me, right?
I did dance with her. Yep, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Anyway, long and short of it was a rough...
Weird dream.
It was a long night and a weird dream. But you know what? I had a good night. In spite of my dream, because I was wrapped up with my pillow, and here's a special deal. If you celebrated Easter and had a great time, there is an Easter present, not an egg, but a pillow waiting for you at mypillow.com or /DJV. This week only, in celebration of Easter and Passover, for everybody that calls into order, they're going to provide a MyPillow to a homeless shelter. But you got to take advantage of it right now while you're thinking about it. Never mind the 10-year warranty and the 60-night guarantee and the fact that it was made in the USA. All kinds of great reasons for you to buy MyPillow at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. But this is a fabulous one. So if you want to help everybody that isn't perhaps in the same circumstance as you are that could use a MyPillow, if you order... the two-pillow special that they have now, 50% off, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. You get four pillows for the price of two. The folks at MyPillow will donate a MyPillow to a homeless shelter. All right, but you got to work on it now. You got to do it today. It's at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Buy the four-pack of pillows, 50% off, and donate a pillow to a homeless shelter. MyPillow.com, code DJV.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well, now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I hopped to town for a satellite dish. I tied it to the top of my Japanese car. I came home and I pointed it out into the stars.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV show. Jen and Victoria and Kara and I, happy to have you along. I was thinking about things last night on television beside Jesus Christ Superstar. There was the usual spate of things on. I tend to watch CBS more than I do any of the other networks, although I've spent a little more time on NBC, and I find a few things here and there on Fox that I like. I'm trying to like American Idol, and I don't find myself interested. Katy Perry more annoys me every time I see her.
I actually watched. She killed that show. Like, I know, I'm so behind.
Yeah.
But over the weekend, I watched American Idol for the first time, the very first episode. Mm-hmm. And there's just something. Lionel Richie's great.
Yep.
Luke Bryan is good. And Katy
Perry. Awkward.
It's awkward, and I don't feel like they have the chemistry of some of the other judging panels.
Zero.
And that's weird because they do all have great personalities, but it just doesn't feel like everybody's clicking together.
Bad mech. Bad
my mech. Mom and dad tried to watch it because they were huge Idol fans long after I stopped watching. And my mom said, I think Luke Bryan, Luke Bryan's super cute and he's really sweet, but I think he's really afraid of Katy Perry.
I think they both are, actually.
She has ruined that program. I think it lasts more than a season, I'd be shocked.
This is going to be one and done.
Yeah.
But I know that they're trying to blame this on Ryan's sexual harassment problems, but he's hardly on it, at least in the beginning. He's hardly on it, so I don't know.
That's not what it is. Okay, so then Madam Secretary is good. There always is a good story there. There's a contrivance in NCIS Los Angeles of conflict between one leader and another that's becoming annoying, frankly. And so other than that, I don't know what else there was. Anybody else see anything that they liked? Carrie, you never talk about television.
I don't watch a lot of television.
Watch it. That's probably why.
Or watch stuff on Netflix like 2 years after it's come out. So
we were very old last night. We watched Jesus and then we watched some Golden Girls and that was about it.
Perfect.
Sounds good to me.
All right, so Jen, tonight, what's up?
All right, tonight there's a series premiere of Get Up, which is a the ESPN personalities, Mike Greenberg, Michelle Beadle, and Jalen Rose host a live three-hour weekday morning talk show that goes beyond scores and highlights to offer news and opinion. That starts actually today on ESPN. Tonight, The Terror on AMC is at 9 o'clock. Apparently, the opener of this show is supposed to be pretty phenomenal. On the network's American Idol, as we so swiftly went to lay the smackdown on, is new tonight on ABC at 8 o'clock, followed by their series premiere of a show called The Crossing at 10. CBS is mostly in reruns tonight. The only new show on CBS is Living Biblically. That's at 9:30. CW has DC's Legends of Tomorrow, plus Penn and Teller's April Fool's Day. Fool's Us Day. What was that?
I said Penn and Teller are a waste of time.
Oh, how nice.
Yes.
NBC has a new episode of The Voice at 8 o'clock, followed by their new show that's getting some good buzz, Good Girls, at 10 o'clock. And that's about it tonight. It's kind of a slow night because of the sports and the Easter break, but everything picks up again tomorrow with some new series premieres.
Is that because the Final Four or whatever it is we start basketball to contend with?
The final game is tonight.
Right, you've got the Final Four tonight, and you also have everybody kind of getting back into the swing of things after.
Is it just me, or has interest really? I mean, I've never been interested in the Final Four. March Madness has been nothing but a big waste of time for me.
But is it Villanova against Michigan? Is that right,
Kara? Yeah, it's the final game tonight. I think a lot of people are still into it. If you're not into sports, then you won't watch it. But I watched both games on Saturday night, and they were pretty packed. A lot of people are still watching.
They were good.
Yeah, a lot of people are into it this year. I think just because some of the underdogs who came out of nowhere were at least made it to the top.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there you go. By the way, I missed the dog I was trying to adopt, speaking of underdogs. Did I tell you about that? I'll have to say about it the next half hour if I didn't tell you. 28 past the hour.
Is that on TV tonight?
Children learn what they see. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you're a parent, you've likely come across the statement that children learn what they see, not what they hear. I think maybe many parents can say they've heard that statement before. Some might be able to repeat it verbatim, and maybe others even have that saying hanging up on a wall in their house. But how often do we, as parents, truly bring that concept that children are learning by watching us to our foreground? How often do we shine light on our every habit, speech patterns, and ways we express ourselves? That takes a lot of effort to pay attention to everything we're saying and doing. But the reality is that children, specifically your children, are learning more by watching you be in the world than they will ever learn by your telling them about it. Catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, on USA Network, premiering March 16th at 9 p.m.
This time of year, I don't have kids. I have eligible dependents. I'm not just a woman. I'm the head of household. And I don't file taxes. I file a 1099 with Schedule C and Form 5329.
Staples has everything you need for tax season, including the latest software like TurboTax. So get the help you need to file with confidence. And now TurboTax is up to $10 off at Staples.
Now I have to take my eligible dependents to soccer practice.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here on the April 2nd DJV show. So we don't have an opportunity, but maybe we do have an opportunity, a little bit of an opportunity, to pay homage to April Fool's Day, the weather jokes that always seem to come about because of April Fools, a few giggles, a few smiles. I'm torn between whether I want to take this seriously or I want to be silly about April Fools, because there's a little bit of both that goes on each year on April Fools. The story, and I don't remember any of these happening. You maybe can remember jokes about pregnant women on April Fool's Day.
That's a weird thing to do, isn't it?
It is a weird thing
to do. I did it
to
Doug every year. I'm pregnant!
Yeah. Well, there's that. There's a lady named Chelsea Cardinal who has been written about in a couple of different newspapers and circumstances, and if you Google her name, she's been quite outspoken about April Fool's jokes and about how they can hurt when it comes to pregnancy, She doesn't find them funny. She posted a warning to Instagram. She'd been struggling for 18 months with trying to conceive with her husband. They'd suffered a miscarriage and all that sort of thing. Then they went to in vitro. She now has a baby. And the picture of the baby you see around. But I guess I came back around to it because I remember that's those silly jokes, Jennifer, about
okay, but
being
I don't understand.
Pregnant.
Look,
yeah.
Look, or if I say,
are we
oh,
too
Dougie.
Sensitive about everything?
Yes,
she's too
say,
sensitive.
If I say, Dougie, I'm pregnant, that's an April Fool's Day joke and go, oh, just kidding. I don't know how that upsets someone with fertility issues.
Right. And who also has a kid now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does.
Like, that's like, all right, lady, you need a new hobby.
Well, yeah, you know, and I've actually seen multiple people post things like this, not specifically about April Fool's Day, but Victoria, maybe you follow her, the Man Repeller, who is, mm-hmm. you know, a pretty big blog about fashion.
Yeah.
And she had a lot of trouble getting pregnant, and she was always, you know, she would post about being really upset when
someone named the Man Repeller had trouble getting pregnant.
Yes, yes, surprisingly, I know. But I've seen this before where people will get really upset when they see other postings about getting pregnant, and I understand, you know, you're having personal issues, but to take it out on other people and say
right.
you can't post about this because, you know, then when they do get pregnant, then they have the baby and they want to post about it all the time. And I'm
right.
like, how
and they won't shut up about their stupid
about
baby
because there are still
oh,
other
nice.
People in the world who can't get pregnant.
True.
It's just, yeah, it's a little.
There's that warm and fuzzy feeling that I love.
Oh, yeah.
You just have to take a step back and say, okay, if I'm offended by this, then I should probably not be looking this stuff up on social media, or I should just
right.
not go on social media. Like, other people are going to post about things in their life, and you should probably be okay with
like
that.
Like the lady who thinks I'm offended by everything on our show,
yeah, right.
I'm totally offended by this woman and being offended by the April
yeah.
Fool's jokes. Come on, get a life.
Give it a rest.
So I'm looking at a picture of a family that posted yesterday having an Easter meal, and they're all wearing Groucho glasses. I thought it was just silly to look at it. If you see, it's one of those things. Somebody
well,
thought.
Carousel family wore all the same dress, so.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
That was really cute.
So what did you do? What did you do?
She was in a Christian singing group, I guess, at some point that we didn't know about.
Yeah, that's why I'm such a big fan of the Sound of Music. You know.
Really?
Right, there you go.
No, it was when
her
I was
alive.
When I was a year old, my grandmother used to sew a lot of outfits. She sewed all of my mom's outfits when she was growing up, and so when we were little kids, she sewed us all matching outfits. It was very
so
cute.
So you can perform at the county fair?
All.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm looking at what some people did, silly April Fool stuff, like my niece, Amanda, who used to run the store, sent me a picture of her coloring milk. I don't know why she thought that was funny, but her daughter thought it was hysterical. Then,
like adding food coloring to the milk?
Yeah, right.
Oh.
I don't know. Anyway, serving,
okay.
Here's somebody who had dinner, a special Easter meal, but they did it backwards. They said to the family, okay, April Fools, here's dessert first, and then you can have your meat and potatoes, and then you'll have your soup, and then last you'll have your salad.
Isn't that wacky?
The only one that I actually fell for, which
yeah.
was more highly publicized.
Know what happened? Yeah, what happened?
When they made the announcement, Lewis was watching a hockey game. I think the Capitals were playing. And they made an announcement that Charles Barkley, NBA legend, was going to join the Arizona Coyotes as a special advisor so that he would be advising a hockey team, and he had the jersey on and everything. And it was really convincing for a second. And then everybody kind of laughed and said, April Fool's. But that was the only one that I actually fell for.
Right.
Normally, I just think they're all stupid.
So here's somebody that came up, somebody in Holland came up with dirty eggs. Instead of having Easter eggs, they put the eggs around, and they thought this was going to be funny. They're just dirty eggs instead of Easter.
What's a dirty egg? Do I even want to know?
No.
Well, it's just something hadn't been clean. When the eggs, you see, this is how removed we are from agriculture. When I was a kid, one of my jobs was to go to the hen house and get the eggs.
Yeah.
Well, the eggs are often covered with...
You have poop on them.
Yeah, exactly. And so the hay sticks to them, or the sawdust sticks to them. But when they come out of the hen house, they're not clean like what you get in the store.
I thought they land in a perfect little
poop.
Basket.
Oh, of course you did.
With some grass at the bottom.
Right, exactly. That little green Easter basket grass.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm confused about is who's actually putting real eggs out for Easter egg hunts. That's not a good idea.
Oh, we used to do that all the time.
Not anymore.
I know, but
I mean,
it's not smart.
Yeah, but then you just got your
eggs. You boil them. them.
Outside and bake them.
No, you boil them.
Oh, hard-boiled.
Hard-boiled eggs.
But still, it's just sitting out there baking in the sun. Mm. My friend who does my hair sometimes, her neighbor actually put up a Christmas tree yesterday. And I thought, okay, I get it. That's kind of like you're trying to be funny for April Fool's Day, but you've just spent the time putting up a Christmas tree. Are you kidding?
Right.
Ugh, you
are they just
going to
leave it up the rest of the... I would just leave it up until Christmas now.
Might as well.
All right. So as there, a doctor I know posted a story claiming that a hairy chest would prevent cirrhosis of the liver. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Takes all time.
Sometimes the funniest reaction to these things is that there is no reaction at all.
And you know it's a real stinker because my friends are laughing.
Right. Exactly. It is a stinker. Let's see. I know somebody who had an Easter dinner yesterday that did not have any silverware. They had a nice spread, but they said, Easter fools. April fools. You have to eat with your hands. Is that funny?
I would just leave.
You would?
Yeah. I went to Medieval Times once when I was in high school with a bunch of
friends.
Yeah,
there was one around here. Yes, I remember
and
that.
And I almost boycotted the entire experience because I refused to eat with my hands. So that would not be good for me.
I would just go in the kitchen and be like, oh, found my silverware. Guess I'm going to eat with this now.
So did any of you have, Jennifer, you'd be more likely than any, it would seem to me, just knowing your family. I don't know. I don't know Kara's family. I don't know. I mean, I feel like I know them a little bit, or Victoria's family. But your family is likely to come up with something. Yes, no, for yesterday, no April Fool's stuff?
No, it's so weird. We were kind of bored. You know, I think it was because we did Easter brunch, and it's also my cousin's birthday, so then we were celebrating that. And I think we just had no time for April Fool's Day.
Really?
So, no, last year I got Jeff pretty good, and so this year I had to promise not to do it.
Uh-oh.
And it was so lame. It was one of my lamest pranks ever, but I happened to be at his house on April Fool's Day morning last year, and I just started screaming, oh, my God, Jeff, 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 what is this? And he almost took apart his whole living room because he thought that I saw like a mouse or something.
Really? We've had some moments on this program over the years where I was really fooled. As a matter of fact, McFadden pulled a great one with John Harper, the guy who runs WMEL. I was there. I think Meredith and I were driving back from Florida, and there was something. Oh, I know what it was. Bill Bennett was still on the air, and the claim was that the Bill Bennett show was being fed to all my affiliates.
Right.
My program was being fed to all of his affiliates.
That was a good one, actually.
I bought it lock, stock, and barrel. It was really
Rich was pretty much a master at those.
Oh, yeah, he's very good at that stuff. And he would take a lot of time. See, that's it. Somebody who will take a lot of time to figure this stuff out. Otherwise, it just becomes either strange or deranged or something. I saw something. Teddy, the German hamster, apparently thinks he has a knack for doing computer maintenance, so he climbed inside his owner's printer, got stuck because he was too fat to get out again. When they first got the call, the police in this town thought it was an April Fool's joke. Officers and a neighbor arrived. It was the neighbor who managed to free the hamster. But
why would you call the police?
To free
a
hamster?
Clearly, which is either a tech support issue or a veterinary issue.
Yeah.
But yet, why do people call the police for things like that?
All right, so here's my warning. This is, I don't know whether I think this is going to get people. I think we need to have more humor about religion. A lot of people don't see any humor in religion. So now that we're close to Easter and Passover, I'm going to see whether I can get away with it or not. All right, you ready?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Buckle up, everybody.
There were three good arguments. This is all about Jesus, all right? And there's four or five different categories of things that prove Jesus was whatever we're going to try to prove here. Three good arguments that Jesus was black. He called everybody brother. He liked gospel. And he couldn't get a fair trial at the end. There were three good arguments that Jesus was Jewish. He went into his father's business. He lived at home till he was 33. He was sure his mother was a virgin, and his mother was sure that he was God.
That's very funny.
Right. There were three equally good arguments that Jesus was Italian. He talked with his hands, he had wine with every meal, and he used olive oil. Three arguments that Jesus was a Californian. He never cut his hair, he walked around barefoot all the time, and he started a new religion.
Also a good one.
Three equally good arguments that Jesus was Irish. He never got married, he was always telling stories, he loved green pastures. The most compelling evidence of all, three proofs that Jesus actually was a woman. He fed a crowd at a moment's notice when there was no food. He kept trying to get a message across to a bunch of men who weren't listening. And even when he was dead, he had to get up because there was more work to do. So there it is. Story about da-da-da-da-da. 14 minutes before the hour. This is the DJ. I like that we got a couple of good ones in there anyway. 14 before the hour.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJ V Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, speaking of Easter, this is not an April Fool's. Pope Francis baptized a Nigerian migrant who became famous after confronting a thief on the streets of Rome. It was part of the Easter service this weekend. You may remember or not this story about John Oga, last September had been begging outside a supermarket in Rome when he confronted a thief who was armed with a meat cleaver and attempting to steal money from that store. This fellow was heralded as a hero by the Italians, and on Saturday was one of eight people baptized by the Pope at St. Peter's. He was also one of the thousands of Nigerian migrants who reached Italy last year after traveling to Libya, catching a smuggler's boat across the Mediterranean. He didn't have permission to stay in Italy, but his act of bravery saw authorities grant him a residency permit. He now works with the Italian Red Cross, requested that the police captain there become his godfather at the Baptist. It's just a good, warm story. He asked worshipers at the service what they could do to help others, saying, and I this Easter, what will I do? What will you do? A good question. For people, because this is the time of year, I think, that people do ask those questions. What can you do? We're all here to help. I think that's, if I remember nothing else about Easter, I think that's the message I always came away with at Easter time. What can we do to help? And that's my philosophy of life. So, even though some of you hear me criticize religion, I think Jesus was a fabulous character, fabulous healer, fabulous human being, and has meant so much to so many people, and so much goodness there. I think that's what we think about. Speaking of that, also, people in the news, Arnold Schwarzenegger recovering from heart surgery that he had on Friday, went into Cedars for a valve replacement. The surgery was somewhat experimental, and he apparently developed complications of it, but came out of it. And his first words when he came out were, "I am back." Really and truly, that's what he did say. So that's the story of Arnold. He's okay. 10 before the hour.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Now, 53 after the hour on the DJV program, our Monday Tech Talk segment, with a focus from Victoria's point of view on at least two of the very important stories that have developed over the weekend. One of them has to do with Saks Fifth Avenue, Lord & Taylor, yet another. I saw this in the headlines last night on the news. More data on more people, millions of people hacked again. Mm-hmm. Is there any end to this?
You know, that's a great question. This just keeps happening. Home Depot leaps to mind. They've had the huge hacking breach. 5 million people are affected now by this one. This is Saks Fifth Avenue, Saks Off Fifth, which is the outlet store and of Saks Fifth Avenue and the Lord & Taylor stores. Hudson's Bay Company, which owns all of them, confirmed the breach yesterday and said that they identified the issue. They're working with law enforcement to investigate it, and they want to obviously make sure that this does not happen again. They added that, here's the thing, though, the cards were only used in store. So if you made in-store purchases at Saks Off Fifth or Lord & Taylor in the New York and New Jersey specifically area, there are other areas that they have that were breached, but specifically the stores seem to be in New York and New Jersey the most. Those in-store cards, somehow, when they ran through the computers, when you went to pay for whatever you bought, that's where the breach occurred. So they say that it actually didn't occur online, which is kind of rare. Normally, online is more easily hacked than in-store stuff. And so basically they're saying now they're looking into it, and if your card was affected, whether it was your regular credit card or if it was a store card, they will be notifying customers and letting them know. And they say that the breach affected 130 stores. So once again, make sure you're in, if you did shop at any of these stores, make sure you check your credit card. Don't wait for your paper statement at the end of the month, because it could be too late. So you have to go online. You have to check I tell my parents this all the time. You've got to get online, get with the future, and check your stuff all the time. You have to be really, really up on this. These were also the same hackers who were behind the data breaches at Whole Foods. Remember that one? That was a big one. Trump Hotels, Omni Hotels, and Chipotle. So these hackers are not going anywhere. And unfortunately, all of the data has already been found for sale on the dark web.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So not great.
Unga bunga. All right, in a moment, the selfie craze getting crazier. It's now 56 past the hour. Here's some more important technical news.
The Geek Out.
We all remember learning about the biggest planet, Jupiter, and its one identifying mark, the giant red spot. We were taught that the spot is actually a huge storm over the planet, one so massive it could hold three Earths. But scientists have been studying this spot for decades, and they've learned that it's changing not just in shape, but in color. The storm appears to be getting more narrow and taller, and due to this, the changes are not only in shape, but the color from red to more of a traditional orange. Scientists say this may be an indication that the storm is intensifying, but it also could indicate that its lifespan could last only a couple of more decades. Yes, a future Jupiter may be without its giant red spot.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, so Victoria, I see the selfie craze is getting its own museum. I think this is part of the craziness of the craze, man. Yeah, people need to get a life. Good God.
Well, this kind of has an interesting twist. And, of course, the one state that would be doing this is California.
Right.
So this is a museum exhibit. It's actually called, it's a pop-up museum. It's called the Museum of Selfies. It's in Glendale, California. It's an interactive museum, which it's a whole experience, really. And it opens for a limited two-month engagement starting today and going through May 31st. Visitors will be able to explore 40,000, it's a 40,000 year history of self-portraiture. So it's not just camera selfies, but it is really kind of an interesting take of art history, technology, culture, and going all the way back to the first self-portraits, which were probably cave drawings. So it has 15 unique exhibits, and as well, of course, it has a record-breaking selfie stick that measures 90 feet long. And it extends to the entire museum. If selfie sticks weren't already annoying enough, to have one that's 90 feet long, I can't even imagine. But the museum has some kind of a cool way of bringing in younger kids to meet, to become more familiar with classic art like Da Vinci's Mona Lisa. So you can take a selfie with Mona Lisa, and it's sort of very meta.
What does that mean, meta?
Too long. We don't have time.
All right. Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa. It's 59 past the hour. This is the DJV show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.